Back here on Downtown on a Friday afternoon. Wait a second. I thought you were on a plane to Virginia. Yes. Yeah, I am. This is the magic of radio. We had to actually record this conversation yesterday. Look, it's a convoluted series of events, but at this very moment, our next guest, John Shields, is broadcasting a University of Maine field hockey game, which he is doing so Brian Stackpole could be here in the studio because I'm not really here. Is that about the correct story, John?
Yes. When this airs, that's all accurate.
Well, it's airing right now. Just we're not recording it right now.
Okay. All right. Carry the three. I can't do the math on this.
I know. It's a lot. There's a lot going on. But we're not here, although it should be a pretty good field hockey game. Black Bear's been playing great. We're hoping at this hour that they're doing very well in their game against Bryant. But we're here to talk about the Maine men's hockey team. You are, of course, the voice of the Black Bears, getting ready to kick off a new season with what should be a nice exhibition game, a chance to see the Bears tune up against a rival at Colby College tomorrow.
Yeah, a little border battle in the exhibition. Now, traditionally, Rich, you might recall that Maine played Canadian teams. They would come down from Canada to play these exhibition games, but due to scheduling changes and the calendar has changed on when the Canadian college and universities can do that, so they're really no longer available for those exhibitions is the way I understand it. So now the Division I programs have an opportunity to play an exhibition against another Division I program, and so made a lot of sense for Maine and New Hampshire to do this, and they decided to play it at Colby College, which is kind of a fun twist. All the ticket sales are going to charity, so that's great too. And it's going to be a chance to have a little border battle, exhibition style, between the Black Bears and Wildcats.
Well, I need to back up. You're saying they have rules for those Canadian teams now?
Yeah, rules, regulations. Yeah, it's all about the scheduling of when they begin playing, is how I understand it. So, you know, years past, you would play, the University of Prince Edward Island or another college from Canada in an exhibition, but they can't do that anymore, and so that's why Maine's playing New Hampshire in this exhibition game.
All right, well, let's talk about the Black Bears team. Hopes certainly very high for the program and Coach Bill Barr. Let's start with who's returning. Who are the key Black Bears who are back in action for the team this year?
Starting from the net out, you've got Victor Ospin, who's back, and he had an opportunity to go professional and leave, but he's coming back for one more season, which obviously he was one of the top goalies in the country last year, so having him between the pipes to lead things as the number one goalie is going to be a huge benefit for the Black Bears. You've got a lot of experience with Victor there and all the minutes he played last year and his prior years here at Maine, so it was nice to see that earlier in the summer or at the end of the school year last year when that was decided. So you have Victor back. David Brazil is one of the assistant captains of this team. Defensively, he's back. Obviously, he's on NHL team radars to potentially play in the National Hockey League when he's done with his college career. He's improved greatly over his time here at Maine. I just love his story so much. He was a guy who didn't have any D1 offers, and Coach Barr and Coach Fortier offered him a chance to come to Maine, and he's blossomed and taken advantage of that opportunity, and he is a top defenseman for Maine. So David Brazil's back. Offensively, you've got Lyndon Breen, who's back, who helped Maine score and produce goals last year. Offensively, he was a big part of the Black Bears, and he'll be, from what I hear, working with the Nadeau brothers, who are new, but Lyndon Breen is back, so that's good. Ben Poisson, just like Victor, he could have moved on, but Poisson is back for one more year of college hockey, so it'd be great to see him back on the ice as well. So a good nucleus coming back for the Black Bears. Nolan Renwick, another one of the captains of this team, a tall forward who hopefully will be able to continue what he did last year and grow offensively, getting in front of the net and putting pucks behind goalies. So a good group back. That's just a few of the players coming back, but I think they have a lot of talent returning.
When we talk about the newcomers, it obviously starts with a guy who was drafted in the first round this year.
Yes, Bradley Nadeau is here, and his brother Josh is here as well, the Nadeau brothers, and they have a lot of hype. Obviously, you mentioned a first-round draft pick for Bradley. So some big expectations for him from Black Bear fans. And from what we saw from him last year, and you know, kind of what people have seen in practice so far, he is so skilled. He's a great player. There's a reason he was drafted by Carolina in the first round. And it's going to be so much fun to see what he can do here at the college level. I went to they had an open practice and then skate with the Bears and the Nadeaus and some of these new guys are just so fast. This team, to me, not seeing them play in a game yet will be interesting on Saturday, but they seem like they've improved on the level of speed. So it seems like a very, very fast team right now. So that's exciting.
So did you actually get on the ice with the Black Bears just to really gauge their speed, kind of see if you could go one-on-one with anybody?
Well, I don't even need to get on the ice to know that. the skate with the Bears after, they keep that at a low level of speed. Yes, I did skate around with my children. Any chance to skate for free, I take. But there was no racing going on.
All right. So as we look ahead to the season, John, who appears to be the teams to beat? Who's the strength of Hockey East this year?
Well, Maine's got the Doe brothers who are coming in, but the Boston College has a lot of draft picks coming in. So BC is going to be very good once again, as will BU. They were great last year. I think BU and BC are obviously at the top of Hockey East. You know, really, I'm not sure there's a bad team in the league. Of course, you can look at Vermont struggled. They beat Maine in the playoff, but they didn't have a great year last year, and they have a new coach under interesting circumstances. Their coach was released a few months ago. So how will that play out? New Hampshire, you know, they're looking to improve. They've had a few down seasons. But, you know, top to bottom, I think the league is very competitive night in, night out. Lowell should be good again. Norm Bazan, their coach, he always has a good team. Providence with Nate Lehman, they're always prepared and a tough team to play any night. So, but, you know, when you look at it, BU and BC, I think at the top of the league once again, as they tend to be, and, you know, can't even forget Northeastern. Merrimack had a good run last year, but they had to kind of reload, so that's going to be interesting to see what their roster looks like this year. So a lot of questions around the league, but I think BU, BC are going to be tough every single night. Maine plays BC pretty early on in the schedule, and also Quinnipiac, the defending national champs, Maine will take a trip there. So Black Bears have tough tests in the first month or so here of the schedule.
And what do you think will be the strength of the Black Bears, at least in the early season?
I think speed. I really do. I think they're going to be fast, and they're going to be more skilled than we've seen the last few years. I think they're going to have the skill level from some of the new guys coming in to score more goals. You know, that's been something that has hurt Maine in recent history, the inability to score some goals when you really need one or two here or there. I think they're going to have that ability this year. So increased offense should be one of their things, the speed and the experience in net. Victor Ospen, I think he is one of their biggest weapons. And, you know, hopefully he is ready for that challenge because he's going to be tested every night that they play against these good teams in the league. But if Victor plays like he did last year for most of the year, they should be in really good shape.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to hearing you on the broadcast all season long. Am I right? Is this number seven, number eight for you?
Year number six, I believe.
Six. It just seems like you've been around longer because you've become an institution, Johnny.
Oh, thank you. It's my Rico Petrocelli year.
Oh, fantastic. I like that very much.
Yeah, I'd like that reference.
Nice. Very nice.
Number six.
I like that a lot. Well, Johnny, I hope the field hockey game has gone well. Time has got me confused here. Either way, good luck tomorrow with the Black Bears, and we'll talk to you in real time that both of us can understand next Friday afternoon.
Next Friday, Maine will they'll be getting ready to take on RPI, Coach Barr's the place he played. So it should be another great weekend, homecoming weekend. So we'll talk to you next Friday. Can't wait.
You got it. Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks, Rich. Talk to you.